This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We have news today. My gosh, all over the place, huh? Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. There is a breaking story in the House Republican race, which obviously we've spent some time talking about, leading up to the Republican convention and then a little bit Monday about what now. Numerous reports now confirming that Tom Campbell, who lost the endorsement at the convention this past weekend to Kelly Armstrong, will withdraw from that race and not go to the primary. Monday, the conversation was, after obviously announcing on Saturday that he would, that was something that he was obviously planning to do, and we talked a little bit about it. We just asked, is it the right thing? We did this whole sort of plus and minus thing that we talked about on the program. Obviously, the minuses outweigh the pluses. I'm not going to say who, but I talked to top Republican Party official who characterized the decision today by Tom that we believe will be announced right before Politics in a Plate, which starts at noon. I've heard 11:55, I believe, is the time for that. But that'll happen today. Somebody else said it might be 11:15, but I'll confirm that. But it will be in the 11 o'clock hour at the Holiday Inn in Fargo, ahead of Politics in a Plate, which is the monthly United Republican Committee gathering that they do in Fargo. General Mike Haugen is speaking today. They do a lunch, and so this will be right before that. But here's what top Republican officials said about Tom Campbell's decision to withdraw from the race. Quote, this is really noble. A truly humble move. A major sacrifice. Setting his own political course aside in the name of unity for the party. Do you agree? Is it the right decision by Tom Campbell today? What do you make of it? I will tell you this, and this came up on our discussion on Monday. There were a lot of different scenarios thrown out. The quick reaction for a lot of people on should you or should you not go to a primary is, of course, to cite the example of Doug Burgum over Wayne Stengem, and Kevin Cramer over Brian Kalk. Kevin Cramer did not go to the convention at all. Brian Kalk won the convention. Doug Burgum did go to the convention, ended up beating Wayne Stengem. But what I've heard repeatedly and a lot since the convention is how different this race will be. Now, how will it be different? It'll be different in the sense that you have a top three by many accounts. Some say the number one Senate race most watched in the country. You didn't have that in either of the previous situations. So you have a national implication. You have also another factor, a whole lot of outside money that'll be pouring in. A whole lot of outside money. Most of that outside money will be designed, liberal-funded groups designed to tear down Republicans. So if you're tearing down Republicans, you're tearing down both Kelly Armstrong, Tom Campbell, and obviously Kevin Cramer would be a target for that as well. So the idea of an inter-party fight, although it has value, it makes candidates better, it's, all of those arguments remain. You got to sit there and say, okay, where's the scale here? And we'll see what Tom Campbell says later today, but that is the argument I've heard overwhelmingly. And really nobody knows. Right? You honestly don't know. You can come up with a million different scenarios and say, this is going to happen, and if this happens, that's going to happen, and it's going to be terrible, and whatever. I would say this. The one thing I can all but about guarantee you is this news is like the Grim Reaper for Max Schneider and Heidi Heitkamp. It's one more data point that just says, oh, my gosh, this is a gut punch. I mean, this is why Heidi Heitkamp is doing stupid stuff like, you know, tipping New York Times reporters to conversations that happened in, you know, December or January or whenever she was, you know, before the 2 years ago, before the president was the president. It's well known Heidi Heitkamp met with him. She wanted some post in the Ag Department. Everybody knows that. She wanted a, you know, golden parachute. She didn't get it. Now she's saying the president said, why don't you switch parties? I mean, if that in fact was true, that the president said that, I mean, the president could joke about it, could whatever. I have no idea. I wasn't in the room, so we don't know. But the point is, you say that now? If that in fact was the case, why wouldn't you have said that long ago? Why do you wait till now? You know why you wait till now? You're in a tough, tough, tough political fight. So there's a lot of desperation setting in over there, and that's been evident in a lot of ways. A lot of ways. So it's not good for them. We know that. All the other things are sort of just speculation and different things that can happen. And certainly, I think it's a wonderful opportunity for a lot of folks to just come together and say, let's focus on November and be better at doing it. So I would add my voice to those that applaud Tom Campbell and pat him on the back and say, well done. And I mean, that's no small deal when you consider the amount of dollars invested into a campaign, which you wouldn't have to start over and do. Not, no new name ID, no everything. The President of the United States said, tell that farmer those are great ads. I love them. You know, lot built up there. So it's a gutsy and a classy move by Tom Campbell, no question about it. Some people are going to compare it to what Al Jager did. I would say this. Al Jager did a very noble thing as well. But Al Jager was literally, by any fair assessment, at the end of his political career. Tom's not. Tom Campbell's not at the at that point. In fact, you know, there's a lot of you know, like in anything, you have people who just are the armchair quarterbacks who love throwing the pot shots and cheap shots and kind of make their living on it. And you know how it works in the club is some people say, hey, this and hey, that, and what about this? And then that person actually writes a blog about them. You know, it's just how it works. Sends out a little tweet. So they end up being the voice of that person. And so the cutesy little thing was, you know, that Tom he wants it too bad. He's a politician. He's just got all, you know, he's all these political aspirations and whatnot. So Tom Campbell's what, 59? I think he's 59. He's been in the state Senate for, I'm going to say this is a second term, so 6 years maybe. I'm just guessing, rough numbers. So at 53, 52, early 50s, he decides he's going to take up the charge that he got from a mentor years ago in Grafton, who said, if you care about your business, if you care about your country, you better serve in some capacity in some way sooner rather than later. I think Tom was in his 30s or 40s at the time. He said, I just don't have the time for it. Well, he did it in his early 50s. So if you start a farm from nothing and have enough success to invest in banks and buildings and other things and amass a fortune that would allow you to do anything you want to do and never work another day in your life, and you decide at that point that you're going to take up public service in the state legislature, which isn't exactly a cush job. It's a lot of work there. You get paid a lot of money. You don't do anything else. You serve your constituents. And then decide to say, hey, there's an open Senate seat. I'll run for that. And I'll be gracious there. Kevin Cramer's going to run. I don't want to, you know, it's his. I'll go over to the House race. You're some kind of political animal now? This is the stuff the club should knock off. This is the stuff any club doesn't do well. And there is a clique in that club, and there is a nasty strain in it. And I don't like it. And I'm going to continue to call it out on this program and maybe even name a few names so people have to defend it and their actions, because everybody knows about it. It's just this passive aggressive kind of really silly, you know, little game that's played. Today's not for that, but I'm just telling you, we can learn from this. And I think there'll be a lot of unity out of this, a lot of graciousness of this. And that when I say we, I say those of us that observe the political scene that have a passion in it. I've never been Republican Party, you know, elephant hat wearing, you know, in the trenches kind of person. I'm an observer. I talk about it. And I enjoy talking about it on your behalf and with you. But as best we can convey that to those that are in the trenches, it's a trait that could go further down the totem pole and really spend a little time thinking about people who serve and not try and question their motives. Just recognize that what they're doing contributes. So I think it's a good day. I really do. I think the folks that are not happy today on the Democratic side, they wanted a primary fight worse than anything. They didn't get it. And I think it's a gracious move. I'll agree with those that have said this is noble. And it is really selfless as well. What do you think? Tell me at 258-0550. Eugene Grainer coming up. We're going to talk about this trade negotiation battle and much more, too. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joel Morgan of Castleton. As farmers prepare for another growing season, here are a few helpful fuel tips. First, tank maintenance is important. Water is the number one cause of diesel problems, leading to tank corrosion, bacteria and fungus, and icing in cold temps. Check your tanks for water before you get started. If water is found, have it removed. Keep your tank full to prevent excess air, which can lead to condensation and fuel degradation. Second, take advantage of biodiesel. Made from soybeans and other plant oils, it provides lubricity, higher cetane, and it's renewable. Biodiesel blends up to 20% can be used in any diesel engine. Ask for a B20 blend for your next on-farm fuel delivery. For questions about diesel and biodiesel, call the Diesel Helpline at 800-929-3437 or visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's Farm Equipment Retirement Auction in Bowman on April 20th includes a John Deere 8320R tractor with only 400 hours, John Deere 1895 air seeders, combines, tractors, semis, and tandem grain trucks, hay and planting equipment. These and hundreds more items you can bid online or live at Pfeiffer's Bowman Auction Center on Friday, April 20th. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's Machinery Auctioneers, 877-700-4099 or view at Pfeiffer's.com.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Okay, listen up. Guns80.com sees the writing on the wall. They're after the AR-15. Courts are ruling that you don't have a right to own one. Well, you need to get your AR-15 kit right now at Guns80.com. The beautiful thing about an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com is that nobody knows you have it, not even the government. It's completely secret. Obviously, that's going to be very important in the immediate future. So get your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. Best rifle you'll ever own. $499.95. Guns80.com. Go now. Guns80.com. Get it today.
It's 11:55 today at the Holiday Inn, which is at 3803 13th Avenue South in Fargo. 11:55 Holiday Inn Fargo today, part of Politics in a Straight, Politics on a Plate, rather. Three speakers that are part of the program, the chairman of the Republican Party, Rick Berg, Kelly Armstrong, and Tom Campbell. So if that's all happening in one spot, you know exactly what's happening and why it's happening. So I think that's, fair enough to say. We're going to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer for just a couple of comments next hour. He will not be doing the talk radio town hall as he normally would on Wednesdays because there is a House Energy and Commerce Committee hearing. And who's this guy that's speaking again? Todd, I can't remember. It's vaguely familiar to me. Kevin?
Zippo or something like that?
Zippo, yeah. Starts with a Z. Yeah, I don't remember the
system.
I think his... His company is called Face Palm or something like that. Is it, face Palm. Anyway,
that's it. Yeah, Face Palm. Let's go with that.
Gosh, I don't get the
that's
deal.
That's funny.
I don't get the deal with the Mark Zuckerberg thing. Why is this like this ridiculous, circus over there? Is it really that important? I mean, of everything going on, of everything Congress could be dealing with right now, yesterday. Well, first of all, the day before that, so Monday it was meetings with all the, the important people. Then today, it was the House. Yesterday it was the Senate and actual testimony. And they go like all day long and everybody has to ask a question. And but for Ted Cruz,
what's the
I'm
alternative?
Not sure.
You let Zuckerberg just run loose and do whatever he feels like doing?
I'm not sure other than what Ted Cruz asked him, it's that big a deal. But we'll see what...
I'm not properly capitalizing on the opportunity, but
I wanted Congressman Cramer to tell us what he thought of what he planned to ask. So, Paul Ryan is announcing today that he is leaving as Speaker of the House. He is citing his kids, basically, and saying they're teenagers now and they already don't like to spend a lot of time with their parents. And if I stay one more term, my kids will only have known me as a weekend dad. And so. Talking about being very proud of what he's done to this point, but is announcing that he is staying as Speaker, but in January will be done when his term, this term, is up. So that's going to spark a whole bunch of discussion about who the next Speaker will be, and I think should be really interesting. All right, so time to get your reaction to Tom Campbell's decision. Again, we know that Tom Campbell, Kelly Armstrong, Rick Berg be part of an announcement regarding the House of Representatives race at the United Republican Committee's Politics in a Plate event that'll happen. That came from Lucas Paper today, Tom Campbell for North Dakota. Multiple sources telling us what the press release tells us, and that is that Tom Campbell will bow out of that race. What's your reaction? 258-0550, 800-228-0550. Comments from Rick Santorum, who was in Fargo and Moorhead yesterday, and at a packed event at Concordia College last night, if you have a chance to take that in. And also Eugene Grainer to talk about the trade battle, the negotiations going on, and whether farmers and ranchers should be worried or just see this as a way to make things better. We'll ask it coming up. Karen, you're on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
You were on before 9 o'clock. I didn't know you switched times.
I am on 9 to 11, Todd and I are, and the whole What's on Your Mind crew statewide. So that's on 550K Fire, KLTC, KTGO, and, of course, AM 1100, The Flag. And then we do a local-only show in Fargo that is part of our pre-What's on Your Mind statewide package, which is the local version from 8:30 to 9. So you're right, Karen. We're on 8:30 to 11, technically. Yes.
Oh, great. I think that Tom Campbell realizes that these House races are every 2 years, and it would be interesting to see who wins this one before deciding what to do next.
I don't know what you mean, win this one before deciding what to do next.
Well, he wants, I think he would like to see what the situation is in December and then think over what he wants to do next.
Oh, I see. Yeah. And nobody's really talked about that, what would be his next step, next plan. But I guess that makes good sense, Karen. Thank you for that. Welcome others with your take at 258-0550 or 800-228-0550. Adam says, this is fantastic news. Armstrong is a far better candidate, and now we can focus on beating Schneider. All right. Let's see here. I think it is good news. that Speaker Ryan is not seeking re-election. He was not pushing Trump's agenda. Case in point, that massive spending wall, bill, but no wall. Actually, now is the time to get a new speaker that will push Trump's agenda the rest of the year so we can retain control of the House. I realize the problem is McConnell in the Senate. He needs to go. Another says, Campbell would have been a good representative, but I believe this was the right move. Kudos to him. This was a humble decision North Dakota voters will remember. Just because he doesn't run now doesn't mean North Dakota won't remember the sacrifice he made for the party. He can be a future candidate for sure, and this experience will just be added to his resume for the future, for a future run, hopefully. Another, the swamp is alive and well in North Dakota. GOP, go Tom. Another says this upcoming election is going to be down and dirty. Democrats wrote the book on how to use smear tactics. I think that's a pretty good prediction. Another on Paul Ryan's decision, rather, says Paul Ryan is leaving because he got caught taking money from George Soros. Is that fake news? Kenny emails a note. Tom Campbell became the victim of the swamp. Paul Ryan never did with the speaker's position, and he's losing money. Wise to the Democrat. I'm not getting all that. Tom Campbell's became a victim of the swamp. Got that. Paul Ryan never did with the speaker's position, or he never did want it. Okay, Paul Ryan never did want the speaker's position, and he's losing money. Wise to the Democrats. Okay, I think I got that. I'm disappointed and have lost some interest in the House race, says another. I was looking forward to a strong Trump supporter to vote for. Well, I don't think Kelly's going to be any less pro-Trump than Tom Campbell was. I mean, Tom Campbell led with it, which was really smart in my mind, because that's obviously what North Dakotans want in large numbers, is someone that is willing to go in there and do battle. But I do not see anything in Kelly Armstrong's DNA that would say he'd be anything other than right there with the Tom Campbell in support for Donald Trump. Gary in Sturgis, South Dakota, go ahead.
Kind of wondering why the president, Mr. Trumpster, doesn't put troops on the Canadian, U.S. border like he does the Mexican U.S. border.
I don't think there's a caravan headed for the Canadian border.
Oh, I'm just saying, I'm just kind of wondering why there's no, Captain Guard.
Why there's no what, Gary? Quickly?
Why there's no guard being National Guard going to the north? I mean, to the
Canadian border. Yeah, I don't know of a caravan headed for the Canadian border as there is the Mexican border, or was.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Being equipped for tomorrow starts today. Buy now to save on the New Holland equipment you need from your local Northern Region New Holland dealer. You can take advantage of 0% financing plus cashback options on select New Holland tractors, hay, and harvesting equipment. This is a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today to see how much you can save. For commercial use only, customer participation subject to credit qualification and CNH Industrial Capital America LLC approval. Standard terms, conditions, and other restrictions apply. Down payment may be required.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Tell you a story about a beautiful, and I mean beautiful, loaded up Buick LaCrosse CXL. Now, this is a 2013 sedan. It's got leather heated seats, chrome wheels, and the price is right. Our friends at Puckledge, North Dakota's home for Chevy, want to tell you about this deal. They have two stores, Bismarck, Valley City. This one's at the Valley City store. This is a $30,000 car, new. What you pay for this, the big bow on top. But it's on the lot right now for half that price, $14,995. And today only, if you say, Scott sent me, I'm lopping another $1,000 off. So at $13,950 now, you've got this loaded up Buick LaCrosse CXL sedan, 71,000 miles. They tell me this color. I've not seen it myself, but I guess it's really sharp. It's a grayish blue. It's smoky. It's that stone amethyst. How do you say that, Todd? Todd knows how to say all the words.
Amethyst.
Is it amethyst? Is that how you say it? I just know it's the grayish blue, kind of a depends on how the sun hits it. You see a different color. Actually, you'll love this one. Check it out online at PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Doesn't do the color justice though to see it online. And to see it for yourself and to check out all of the one-owner vehicles that, you save a lot of time. They know who owned it. They bought it new. They know the story behind the vehicle. And really, a lot of one-owner vehicles, mint condition. It's really great. Puckledge, Chevy, Buick, GMC. You drive. We'll ride with you. 721 West Main, Valley City, or online at Puckledge.com and PuckledgeValleyCity.com. North Dakota's home for Chevy.
Smoky amethyst. Not sure amethyst. I've ever heard that. But, yeah, that's my birthstone. It's the only reason I know that. Otherwise,
so you don't want to say amethyst. Huh? Very nice.
Yeah.
So Rick Santorum was in town yesterday. He was speaking at Concordia College. You heard us talk about that on Monday. And I picked him up at the airport and brought him over to Shanley High School, where he met with a couple of classes there, answered every question they threw at him. It was really neat. I got a big standing ovation. They'd actually met Rick before, some of the kids, because he marches every year in the March for Life. And a lot of the Shanley kids have been there. They've led that before. And so he applauds their service there. It was really neat. And he's just a good guy. I've gotten to know Rick over the years and really, really enjoy the man a lot. So I picked him up, took him to Shanley, and then I took him over to Concordia, and then I had to take off. I was not able to be at anything else. My father-in-law, who I've talked about on the radio before, but he's having a tough road right now, and we don't have much time left with that good man. Jerry Hammerlick, so keep him in your prayers and everybody else. But anyway, it's kept me away from microphone and the duties for most of yesterday, and will probably for the next couple of days, just to give you a little FYI. But we did get a chance to talk with him. Chris Berg from Point of View, and also our own Steve Holstrom chatted with him. You're hearing some of those clips in the news. But one question that we did talk to him about this previously. Remember after the Pennsylvania race happened and there was all this chatter, and I was among those saying, look, you got a Democrat candidate who says he's not voting for Nancy Pelosi, who, while not being pro-life, as everything else is in the Republican column, he is what Heidi Heitkamp, you know, would be if she actually took her rhetoric and actually did it. But she's not. She's someone that says I'm bipartisan, and oh, the Trump thought I should switch parties. I'm so conservative. No, Trump wanted to. I don't know what Trump wanted. I don't even know if he said it. But the point is, you're not a Republican. You don't vote to gut punch the oil and gas industry on rules. You don't vote for sanctuary cities. You don't vote for giving billions to Iran. You don't, high five Chuck Schumer after voting to say it's okay to end the life of a baby even though they feel pain. All right? You don't vote for the pain of Obamacare. That's not a Republican, so she is not a Republican. That having been said, as the Pennsylvania race pointed out, this is going to be a challenging time, I think a little bit of a different time, and I think it's good for all of us to understand at least the viewpoints on this and then have a say and then demand that our candidates, you know, recognize that and form towards that. So Chris asked him specifically about the difference in this midterm and what Republicans can do to improve their chances. Listen to this.
Certainly overall, there's no question that the Democrats are much more energized. If you look at the special election, you know, just to the south here in Wisconsin, and that was not a good thing for, it was not a good omen for Republicans. And the reality is that if we haven't delivered on the promises that Trump and the Republicans made, the big ones, if we can't deliver on those big things, then you know you're gonna have a hard time energizing your base. And to me, the biggest thing in the 10, 12, 14, and 16 elections was repealing and replacing Obamacare. And the way that was handled was about as ineptly as I've ever seen in my 25 years of hanging around politics in Washington. And it's just alienated a lot of people that they were sold a bill of goods, that, you know, that these Republicans had a plan, that they knew what they were going to do, they were going to fix this thing. And then they won, and they looked at each other like deer in the headlights. They had no idea what to do. And then what they tried to do, they worked in a back room. Nobody knew what it was. And, you know, they ended up getting, you know, savaged in the polls as a result of it. I think that's still the one issue that if they could actually get something done here in the next 4 or 5 months, could turn this election around.
Very interesting. And, of course, that's going to be an even bigger factor in places like Pennsylvania, where Rick hails from. Interesting take. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. A lot of news breaking today. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan says, I'm done. After this term, I'm gone. I'm out of here. Congressman Kevin Cramer's House seat, as he runs for the Senate seat, who will fill that spot? Interesting dynamics today after the weekend where Kelly Armstrong is the Republican Party endorsed candidate. Now, many feared would face a challenge in the primary from Senator Tom Campbell. Senator Tom Campbell set to make an announcement today at 11:55 along with Kelly Armstrong and Rick Berg. So we're reading the tea leaves to think enough sources now tell us this will happen, that Tom Campbell will not run in that race, clearing the deck for Kelly Armstrong to focus, obviously, on his opponent, Max Schneider, in the November race. So that's a big North Dakota story. Very interesting. You open up the Bismarck Tribune today. I haven't opened up any other papers, but it may be in some others. There is a full-page ad from a group called Nonprofit Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. And they're running a campaign both in North Dakota and New Mexico calling on Congressman Kevin Cramer to stop supporting oil and gas development on public lands. It is in the Fargo form, too. Okay, thank you. This, I wonder if Congressman Cramer actually contributed to this ad run against him, because this position isn't exactly real popular in North Dakota. That's a super minority there. I don't know where that's necessarily going. So if you see that ad, have a good chuckle over that one, and tell him to thank Congressman Cramer for the... Seriously, I can't believe it. More text pouring in here, okay? Tom Campbell should continue, since he wants to do what's best for the country, not the GOP party. Part of the problem we have as a nation is candidates do what's best for the party. That's not always best for our country. You agree or disagree with that? Texter says, after 9/11, there were guard troops on the northern border. I think referring to the call from earlier before the break where the caller had suggested, why aren't there guard troops on the Canadian border? I think that guy, because he just was repeating the same thing over and over, was trying to mock Trump to say, hey, you're trying to protect our border, so you leave the northern border over with the southern border. I mean, obviously, illegal border crossings, the history would tell us, are much worse off in the southern border than they are the northern border, although Canada has really lax immigration policy. And they'll pretty much let anybody in. So if you want to get here illegally, you know, and there is certainly a track to take advantage of their lax laws of letting you in and then coming across the border. But I'm just saying that happens a lot less at the northern border than it does the southern border. Doesn't mean it doesn't make you sick anymore, but the National Guard response obviously was the caravan and the efforts to try and push the envelope. That's what's going on there. Arlene and Bismarck, give me your take. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering. I just heard, had the radio on now, and where Tom Campbell may drop out. Now, if he's getting pushed out, you know, it isn't the public that nominated Armstrong. Why not keep running? Look what happened with Burgum. It's like, my gosh, is there private competition nowadays? And then Armstrong is with oil and gas. So what are we talking about here? I think he should run. That's my opinion.
Yeah, now, first of all, the point you make about the larger numbers is significant. I mean, I've seen some online chatter to say, hey, this is settled. Republicans at the convention decided this. That's true, they did. And by the way, every single one of them deserve credit for being active, involved, spending money to get to Grand Forks to be part of democracy. That's fantastic. It really is. I think that's a good thing. I don't in any way want to diminish that. On the other hand, there is 99% of Republicans that were not there, all right, that are not able to be there, that deserve a voice, too. That's what the primary is
for.
You
better believe it.
Yeah. And I think that's why Tom Campbell said on Saturday, I'm going to do this. I just think there are dynamics in this race that is causing him to say, you know what? It is so important that Republicans are unified between now and November, that they're not, you know, I guarantee you this much, Arlene, the Democrats wanted a primary fight worse than anything, because then it's Republican on Republican fighting. They want that, okay? And I have argued, and I would argue, that sometimes that makes the ultimate victor better for the November race. But I think Tom Campbell did the pluses and the minuses and saw enough minuses to say, I want victory for Republicans in November like everything else, so he's going to do a noble thing, a selfless move, and say it's not about me, it's about the conservative cause.
Well, not necessarily, not if they don't want the other guy in. You know, understand what I'm saying? This is up to the people who should be running.
You're saying that you believe June is about picking the better candidate to win against November, and if the convention picked wrong, then you lose, whereas the people didn't get a chance to say that. I hear you 100% on what you're saying. I just think Tom Campbell decided to remove the choice for everybody based on his calculation.
Well,
and that's I mean, that's something you can do as a candidate, but I hear you. I hear Ryan and Minot when we come back. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
If you're a foreman for an oil company, listen up. Eric from Delta Constructors wants your business. Here's what they can do for you.
We can do turnkey well sites, flow lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning modules, modular skids, tank batteries. We can do electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation. We do have a portable fire trailer.
Turnkey solutions. One call does it all. Call Eric, 406-250-8151 or deltaconstructors.net.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
Vince is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. We're in the sauna section. Finleo, your sauna for life. What's that mean?
Well, that means it's a Minnesota-based company, and it really, they'll be 100 years old in the next couple of years here, and they're made in Cokato, Minnesota. The nice thing with the sauna, there isn't just one to pick from. You can design it. You can build your own. You can do a custom cut. There's all different sizes and shapes. It's way easier than you think to own this.
And you're going to feel better for life.
It does some amazing things. Every time you sit in a sauna, it releases your body's natural endorphins. That's why you're going to get that runner's high. It's addictive, but that also boosts your immune system. It increases your circulation. Here's a big one. You're sweating out toxins. And I've talked to farmers who have used, when they've used the sauna for the first time, what do you suppose it smells like in the sauna? Like Roundup or herbicides. That's the metals coming out of the body. Just think about that for a minute.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Tell them Scott sent you. Ace promo code gets you up to $2,000 off. Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, now Devil's Lake too.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Day for Democrats. They are waking up doing the wah. They got the eyes, they're rubbing their eyes, the Linus blanket, the whole deal. It's not a good day. Not a good day because you can agree or disagree with this decision of Tom Campbell's, and a little of each has happened here today on the program. In fact, here's one that agrees. Let me roll that call, Tom. Go ahead and roll it.
Yeah, as a MAGA nationalist, I can say Campbell did a great job pushing Kelly further to the right. Kelly is more of a MAGA Republican, but at times it was hard to tell which one was dog whistling the loudest. Heidi's going to be in real trouble. We're all for Kelly now, but Tom should keep at it. Repealing health care, the wall, we have a long time to MAGA together. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate that analysis as well. I don't know that I would say Kelly's a moderate at all. I think there was, even his, trying to remember when you say, sound like you were talking about social issues.
More moderate than Tom, though?
I don't know. No, I mean, he's argued the opposite, right? But I'm just, and that's all politics. You do that when you're in the heat of the battle. But I'm trying to think. I think there was one vote on that whole host that one year of pro-life bills where he voted this somewhat differently, but he's explained it on why. And I can't remember what it was. But I don't think there's a moderate problem with Kelly Armstrong at all in anything I've seen. And I'd be the first to say, wait a minute, what's going on here? You know, you're right. Tom Campbell led with it and said, Donald Trump's right on the wall. Donald Trump's right on, you know, let's go. But I think you'll see more of the same of that from Kelly going forward. By the way, that call, thank you for that. We appreciate it. When you call, you can leave a message. Just leave us your comment. Is something we celebrate. Thanks to our friends at Delta Constructors who help us say, way to go, callers. You're the call of the day. You can call Eric at 406-250-8151. If you're in the oil and gas industry and need somebody to does it now, easy, done, check the box, turnkey well site solutions. E&I services, temporary flaring services, they do it all. Online at deltaconstructors.net or call them at 406-250-8151 and tell them Scott sent you. Let's go to Minot. Why not Minot, where Ryan is waiting to weigh in on the news of the day. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, see, Scott, I'm just a little bit confused about the whole thing. I was listening last week, and I heard both Tom Campbell and Kelly Armstrong talking about delegates and stuff like that going to the convention. I was under the impression that anybody in the state of North Dakota could go and be a delegate as long as you paid your way to get in there and vote. But then I was hearing today about people saying, you know, oh, the swamp one. You know, I don't have a preference between the two. I don't know enough about each one to know. But I'm just wondering, why are people saying the swamp one? Or like the last lady was pretty irritated about it, basically saying that the people in North Dakota didn't have a voice. It wasn't the convention a chance for people to go and be delegates and have a voice, or was it strictly people in the GOP or the Republican Party?
Well, I think you're both right. For one, anybody can go to their district chair and say, I'd like to be a delegate, and if there's spots, go. Okay? So that's true. They could be involved in that way. Now,
okay.
It's also true to say that only represents about 1% of Republicans that vote in these races. So it's a small amount of folks who do. And as I've been careful to say, that is, noble that people do that. And it is costly and it takes a lot of time and you're involved all year long. And there's an argument that says, hey, it is a club. It should be a club because, we want to make sure the people that do the work all year long, are vetting these candidates and putting the best possible candidate forward, right? Whereas the other way, anybody can say, I'm a Republican and here's 300 signatures and put me on the ballot and let's go. On the other hand, I think you could also say that there is a closed circle there and it's harder to influence that group, especially folks that have been doing it a long time. You come in new, you're sort of treated like you're new and it isn't like you have a lot of influence just because you're a delegate. It's one vote in a small group against the folks that have been there a long time versus sort of the masses that don't get involved in the party politics but that will go and vote. So I think you're both right to my point.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, you bet. Appreciate the call very much. Thank you, Ryan. Karma in Grand Forks, you're next on What's In Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good morning, Scott. I just wanted to weigh in a little bit on the whole issue of unendorsed candidates going on to the primary. And while I've been listening to some of your callers talking about how it's their right to do that, it certainly is, and that there are lots of Republicans in the state who didn't get to go to convention, and they should get to weigh into the conversation. The other caution I would provide is that because we don't have voter identification here in the state, the other problem that can happen is that Democrats can certainly vote for Republicans in the primary and oftentimes do, and they will select what they feel to be possibly the weaker candidate so that they have a weaker candidate put up against their candidate in the fall. And so because of that party crossover, there is a risk to putting it to the vote of the people. And so I would just caution that I think if we can come out of convention with a unified ticket and one candidate on the ballot, it's going to prevent that from happening and make for a stronger race for whatever Republican it is that is representing our party in the fall election.
Yeah, and that's obviously something without voter registration you can't really decide. I mean, I've heard people say we need to fix that, and so you don't that. I also think it's impossible to know because there's no voter registration, so you don't know if it's happened. We don't know. But I don't think it's affected the outcome of any race that I know of. But certainly it's a risk. I'd agree with you there, Karma, for sure. And the unity's there now anyway, thanks to the graciousness of Tom Campbell of this. So, win-win on this one. More coming up.
To the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, it's Scott Hannon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's on Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night's stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon book for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.